Welcome to Entrepreneurs of Playbook. I'm David Meltzer here at the Masters, and it's like none other. It never disappoints. Unlike the Super Bowl, Pro Bowl, Masters, Kentucky Derby, the Breeders' Cup, the ESPYs, Oscars, Emmys, it doesn't matter. But what people don't know about these amazing events are there's people that provide the events around the events. And today it's really important. That's why I want Amanda Reese to be with me. She's incredible, of course, everybody knows. Basketball, volleyball, superstar. NBA from Tulane, by the way. So she's stolen my heart in several different ways. But she understands the three aspects of events today. Amanda Reese, thanks for joining me on the Playbook.
Thank you. Thank you for having me, David. You're always a treat to be around.
Well, you're amazing. You're like the Picasso of events, right? You're curating these amazing events. And what I see in the events that you put on is you understand, number one, that the event attached to the bigger event and the bigger people has a greater access to a total addressable community. But beyond the community size, scope, and scale that's available today, most people don't realize what makes an event a great value to people. And I've seen your events have three things that other people don't focus in on. One, experience. So if you go to an event that's curated by you, people walk out and say, that was an amazing experience. Mm-hmm. And we'll go into those variables. Two is business development. You're really intentional about, I'm not just going to provide a cool party with a DJ, and there's always a business development aspect of bringing the right people, the right ideas, and fitting people and connecting people at the same frequency.
Yeah.
And then the other side of it, which is newer, but you do a great job at, is events don't have to just be within the period of 5 p.m. to 10 p.m. It's curated in respect to post-production content.
Yes.
So I want to delve into this, because you seem to be the top of your game like you were in sports, but now with events. One, how do you create the right experience and community at your events?
Yeah, that's a great question. It really depends on the client's focus. Like, what is the objective? My first question is not the budget, despite what people think. It's what do you want your guests to leave with?
Nice.
And I build around that. That should be at the core of an event, because people always remember how you made them feel. And if you're looking for something from someone, you should treat them right. And so that is the experience, not even from the point of the doorway. I think that's when people think we walk in. For me, it's like, well, how do they encounter the information on the event? How do they sign up? What does a conversation look like when they're trying to get information about what to expect? I want everyone to leave feeling like, wow, did they know that I was coming personally? Like, was that me just for me? And so I make sure to always put myself in their shoes, like, would I like this? And that's kind of where I go.
And it is true that it's the little things when you show up that when I walked into this event, for example, there you were and made me feel like this event was done just for me. And everyone around felt the exact same way. So the second component, which is unique, which gives a quantitative value to event, mm-hmm. is really being intentional about putting the right people into a room to help each other.
Yes.
Like, I talk about building a community of people that want to help each other and know people that help each other. Mm-hmm. Because they buy from each other and sell for each other for life. Even though you go to one event, you could for life have someone buying from you and selling for you,
yes.
which is powerful. How much work do you put in to curate a room with the right people?
Yeah, so, you know, it really takes me, honestly, 2 weeks to put an event together. That's if you just want to make sure you have a presence. But if we're really working on, like, programming, you want to get a definitive result, I say we have to start at least a month and a half to 2 months, because I want to dive into who your audience is, how do they communicate, what are their driving forces, and most importantly, how do you measure the impact of the event? Because if the room is curated right, you should always leave, I say, with three things: content, community, and potential capital opportunity.
Yeah.
And so you have to give that time to breathe. You can't just rush into that.
So the community provides the experience, the business development is the capital mm-hmm. objective, so we all buy from each other and sell right. for each other. But the one piece that a lot of people don't get yet, and you're a master of it, is the content side. They don't, you know, I read Shakespeare years ago and I didn't understand it when he said, the whole world is your stage.
Mm-hmm.
And the irony is when he wrote it, the whole world really wasn't a stage, but it is today.
Yes.
Why? Because he captured his content and he created a perpetual amplification of it. So if you say Shakespeare anywhere in the world, they all know Shakespeare. When he was writing it, they all didn't know Shakespeare.
Him, yeah.
And so when we have these opportunities, we are creating a piece of art that has a perpetual social silo that can create its own energy and its own community. How important is it? It is a demand of yours when you put on an event that you make sure there's video, make sure there's content?
Yes, I make sure there's video. I make sure there's photography, but I make sure there's also a creative team that can support that. A lot of times people think that they can just capture what they need by phone or like, oh, I'll just have people send me things. And it's like, no, you need people who are very like versed in this field, because content capture is strategic as well. It's not just about what it looks like on the side of the other side of the camera. And so that is another strategy meeting. Like when I do events, I make sure we have a shot list. I make sure that people get a chance to visit the site before, because how shots are captured also shares emotions. And so it's a lot of moving parts other than like, that looks great.
Which is easy for you, not so easy for me.
Right.
Talking about emotions, and you have mentioned a few times, people remember the way they feel.
Mm-hmm.
I talk about that all the time when I'm speaking, that you'll never remember what I say. You'll remember what I and how I make you feel. It's not what I say, it's what you hear. But in the event planning space, in the curation of community content and capital, as you suggest with what you do, there is a knowledge base or an experience of reacting to fear. And I think this is essential in life, because, you know, I would say if I didn't like someone, I would tell them, I hope you're a very, very successful event planner of very big events, because I've just cursed you because there's so much change and stress.
Yeah.
I mean, there's no doubt every time there's an event, nobody knows. It's definitely the duck, right? You're like this and it looks so calm up here.
Yes.
How have you learned through sports and through event planning to deal with the fires, the reaction to fear, the irrationality of people when they're attacking you without justification, all these things that happen? How have you learned to deal with that?
I know I'm probably going to get in trouble for saying this, but I just had these coaches at Georgetown that threw everything in the kitchen sink at us.
Oh, no.
And we had to learn to adapt, not even in high-pressure situations, but for our coaches, because we just never knew what we were going to get in the room. And I think that that prepared me for this field. And I think it still takes time. Like, you have to have a mental fortitude. You have to be grounded in who you are, but you also have to stand by your product. And so I know that, you know, no matter what the project is, I always put a labor of love in it. Like, I actually love what I do, and so I can stand by it. And so you can plan from everything A to Z. You can have contingencies in place, but you just never know what you're going to get. And so it's important to stay cool in those moments and remember your objective. And if your objective is met, if you're abiding by what the client really believes in and who their brand is, then everything will be okay. Now, everyone can leave saying it was amazing, and I will leave being like, these were the 10 things that were wrong and can't happen. And I have to remember, it's not about me. It's about my client and how they felt.
I love that. So last thing, I have this idea, and I want to see if you're interested. I think we could do a reality show called Event Planner. And then it'd be so easy to do, so much spot. Like, think about how easy this show is and how much people would love this. You could be the event planner,
people
the star
love
of
drama.
The show. Exactly. People want to see the inside drama
people
that goes
love
on.
Drama and
think
lot
about
it.
And you could offer, like, hey, we'll give you this for free. We'll get you a bride sponsor, a DJ that wants to be seen. There's so many different angles to take.
You're right.
But the key is what you said, the drama. And there is drama in every stage of event planning, from the first meeting till the last meeting.
Yeah.
I have a philosophy that success is created not by exceeding expectations, but managing and develop expectations.
That's good.
Notating that time, emotion, and value will change. And that we have to have some course of action together that is open-ended, that you can change your mind or quit at any time.
Yeah.
In order to facilitate this more easy way, not dis-easy way of doing things.
Mm-hmm.
Were there any tips that you could give us when we need to manage and develop expectations, not exceed them?
Yeah, so my biggest thing is when it comes to expectations, a lot of time it's like what we've planned, right? For me, I'm a person of faith. I have to remember that that's what I scheduled. That's not necessarily what was planned for me. And so that is my way of reminding myself that I do not have control. And my expectation is to show up and be my best self. And that's all I can be responsible for.
Yeah. And if you're going to come up with a well-developed plan, you're guaranteed God will laugh at you. Remember that. Amanda Reese, David Meltzer know that very well. Well, the Masters, I'll tell you, is an event that never disappoints.
Never.
Amanda Reese is someone who never disappoints. If you want the best...
David never disappoints.
I try not to, but we'll curate an event together. Come and catch our new reality show, Event Planner, starring Amanda Reese, executive producer David Meltzer. We're going to have drama for all the mamas out there.
Bravo,
I promise you. Bravo, here we come. Andy Cohen will be talking about after hours at the
Save
Event
my
Planner.
Spot. Save our spot. Because I'm bringing you along if you're dragging me in.
I'm
this.
In. I will drag you all the way screaming to success. We are at the Masters. This is Amanda Reese. I'm David Meltzer. This is Entrepreneurs the Playbook.